Hi everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR teleseminar series. Annie Jennings PR is a national publicity firm specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media, and her vision and insight has revolutionized publicity as many of the techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout the industry today have been developed by Annie Jennings PR. And Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer for the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's publishing program, and for the American Society of Journalists and Authors. And she is the premier publicity expert in the country, with her insight sought out by professionals and organizations and the media everywhere, including TheStreet.com, AOL.com, US Weekly, Us Weekly, and Leading Magazine, Fast Company, known for identifying trends as well as movers and shakers in any industry, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. So, Annie, thank you so much for all you do for your community.
Thank you, Stacy. That was a wonderful intro, and it's going to be important for people to remember that intro, because you're going to see how I'm building a platform for myself. And I use my opportunities, just as I would advise you guys to do, in your bios and in your intros. It's a defining element. It defines who I am and what my accomplishments are. I wouldn't have been chosen for Fast Company if they didn't think I had something to offer, right? It's a good name to have on your resume, let's say, in your bio. I wouldn't be chosen by AOL unless they thought I could do the job for them. So you see how important it is to get these major relationships going with name brands, because maybe somebody didn't know who Annie Jennings PR was earlier than reading one of those stories, but they know who Fast Company is. So if Fast Company is giving me an endorsement, they're thinking, well, she's got to be good. It's just the way it works out there. And it's also the underlying integrity of the marketplace is intact in the media in terms of they don't use fake experts. So we're going to get into that. So that's why it's really important to seek out these good associations, because they use creme de la creme. They look for them, and it's your job to get to become one, and obviously you can be. I believe that everybody on the line and listening today has the opportunity to really optimize their potential in all their worlds, in their business world and any other world, their relationships, all over. You can optimize yourself, and that's always been my message. And, you know, of course, we're going to talk about optimizing yourself and getting a book deal today. So, Stacy, back to you, and thank you. Everyone knows that Stacy is a major publicist with our company. She's been on the front lines of PR for over 10 years or more. Who's counting? We've spent a lot of time together, and what we do is we report in from the front lines of publicity. We craft and design strategies that are working in the media right now. So we don't share things like theory, like this is what could work, maybe works, kind of works on paper. We're sharing what's working now, and that's the important thing. And we do this because we do give the gift back. You know, we're given a gift. We have a very good ability. We're very, very sharp and very smart, and we have an ability to be able to work very well with the media. Well, that's considered a gift in my mind, and we're fortunate to have that gift, and the nature of a gift is that you can give it away as well, and that's what we do. We give away the gift of our knowledge of being able to help people learn more how to work in more harmony with the media, so that you too can go forth and really enjoy your sharing your message with others. You know, every individual is as important as the other, and our job is to give you your voice and to help you find your voice and the outlet for your voice, and realize that you can influence yourself and others, and you can make the world a better place. So there you go. We're in a new area, a new level of awareness of our individual roles and responsibilities to our businesses, to our families, to our lives, to our communities. Right, Stace?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yeah. So today we want to talk about how to get ready for your big book deal. And what I'm seeing in the publishing industry is that it's an open book. No.
Wah, wah, wah.
You know that was coming?
Oh, good one. I did. I knew that was coming sometime during the teleseminar.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
There's
good.
Huge opportunity. Huge opportunity to write your own book. Now remember, many of us on the line have been in the platform strategy for many years. Our company created the platform strategy. I don't even remember when. We're going to have to look it up. And since then, though, the platform strategy has been the industry standard for defining experts and authors. That's what it is. It's a way of expanding and developing yourself and, of course, of finding your talents. It's a very good strategy in that the industry has adopted it now as a standard of looking at an expert and seeing, should we publish or not? Should we work with this person or not? Should we hire this person or not? It is your platform that becomes the convincer, that becomes the what helps you stand above the rest, that creates the certainty in the mind of the buyer, okay? People, they're investing in themselves by making choices. They're investing in their futures by choosing you. Should they invest in you or not? The idea is to give them every reason to invest in you, to become the real deal. And a platform is designed for you to create yourself into your real deal, to reach your optimal levels of success and expansion. That's the idea behind the platform strategy. Now, that's applying to the book industry and every other world, you know, that we're living in, from getting hired as a speaker to getting new clients. People want to invest their dollars with people they can believe in and that they get deliverables, they get outcomes. Publishing industry is following in the same way. They're investing, too, in you. Give them something to invest in. And guess how easy it is? It is very easy to do that. The strategy that we're going to outline today is designed for that purpose, for you to become an investment in yourself. And we're finding platform strategy works so well in so many areas. So the first thing to do is, if you want to get motivated, if you maybe haven't thought about writing your own book, right? Or maybe you want to but feel like everyone else has sort of said what you're going to say, we're going to outline a strategy that's going to talk about how you can create new thought, all right, and new applications of thoughts to create social relevancy, to speak to the issues of the day. That's what we're going to discuss today, and Stacey, of course, will outline the strategy for that. And guess what, guys? It works. Why? Mm-hmm. We've done it hundreds of times. We've taken authors who didn't even realize their capacity for expansion, who say, I can't believe what they've done for me. They've helped me find my voice. In other words, they mean we've expanded what they can discuss and how they can apply their knowledge to the issues of the day for social relevancy. And this, of course, skyrockets them to success, because what does everyone want to buy? Everyone wants to buy the answers with certainty, right? So here's what you can do first. You can go to a bookstore to get started and look under your area of expertise, or go to Amazon and flip through and order a few books in your category of interest that you would, let's say you were writing a book that you would write about. Now, when you get this book in your hands, flip through it, you're going to notice something. And you're going to notice that you can do it, too. You're going to look and you're going to say, this is not above my capacity. I can write a book like this. Most books are simple and basic, and you're going to realize, first of all, that you can do it. And maybe you can even do better. Maybe when you see what's out there in your topic area, that is your level, okay, your level of sharing your knowledge, you're going to say, I can do as well as this, and maybe I can even do better. That's good, because you want to do as well as what's out there or do better. Of course, we always strive to do better, but I want people to realize they can do as well as anyone else, but you can also surpass the masses as well. It doesn't take too much more to do that. Again, we outlined the strategy. Now, Stacey, I was telling you earlier that recently I raced to the bookstore. And it sounds funny, but I did. I dropped everything and raced to the bookstore. This is what I do. I read. And I saw 3 book reviews in Time or Newsweek, because I devour those too. And as you can tell, right, I know the news fairly well. And I saw 3 good book reviews, and I said, perfect, you know, I'm up for it, so let's do it. It was a long weekend recently. So I ran to the bookstore, and I got the 3 books, and I couldn't wait to start them, and I happened to start flipping through. And the covers were good, I have to say. Cover art, all-time high, people. Really gorgeous, these covers, amazing. You know, kudos to the people developing the covers. They're gorgeous. And I certainly had planned to buy all the books. Okay, I invest in books. I buy books. So the covers were really good, and then I started to flip through, and I was saying, wow, you know, I was getting surprised at the lack of complexity of these books that were destined to become bestsellers, that were big sellers, that even opened on the bestseller list. And I just want to say, we're talking about nonfiction. Fiction is a whole other talent level, you know, that we can't really touch. I mean, you're blessed. If you're a good fiction writer, terrific. The attention to detail alone is too much for me. But but these were expected to be big sellers. And I thought, you know what? These are no-brainer books. And I am not kidding. And the books are fine. They're being published, and they're fine. But I realized if this is a level that's really getting published, you know, looking at platform strategy should result in a book deal, should result in being able to accomplish exactly what's currently being published. Because any of my authors that I work with, and I'm booking at the top levels of media, are capable of creating a book that's currently being published, given what we do every day for them, giving their commentary on the news every day, giving what they're talking about on radio, given how they're used by journalists to put perspective on the issues of the day. This is what's being published, socially relevant themes. All right, and any one of my authors can write these books. It's a natural flow of platform strategy. Okay, it should result in a book deal with a major publisher. Now, we're going to talk about that book deals. That's not the end. No, new thought. Be open to new thought. A book deal is just part of your overall business strategy. It's going to change the way we think about books as well. Now, one of the authors of these books, I'm looking now because I'm looking at the book, and I said, well, let me open the other one and let me just see this book. So I'm looking at it, and I read the book. I am not kidding you. 8 minutes, 9 minutes, I had finished the book. And it's like, wow, you know, because you sort of read one page, you read them all. No, seriously. And it was an okay book. I mean, I think the strategy of the book worked. The platform of the authors was good. Accomplishments in the media, major TV, major print. Okay, good, 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 you know, recently on so-and-so show. I'm getting it, lifestyle expert. Okay, I'm getting it all. It's like making sense. And I can totally see why they published this particular author, but the content was such of the type of content we would create for a client on any given day, okay? The content was very, very basic, and any one of our authors could have ran circles around the content, just given with what we do every day and getting them ready for the daily media, okay? So it's occurred to me that so many of our authors and experts could be out there really producing excellent work, and there is a market for it. Now, the book I was just talking about, I think the author's topic was perfect for her market. All right, she was writing to an audience probably of a certain generation, let's say, that had difficulty making tough decisions. Now, so she wasn't writing to me, okay? Although I appreciated some of the perspective, I could see that I instantly got the whole idea that she was presenting and didn't need to buy the book to get the philosophy. It was very clear very quickly. So I didn't need to buy that book. But there's probably a very good audience for that book who have to make life choices at a certain stage in their life, right? The book recounted stories of people who used the method, right, of making decisions, and that was it. It was the benefits of using the formula to make decisions and how these decisions worked out for them. I thought it was okay. It was an okay book, but it was just interesting. I think that she was right for her market, and she probably got a very nice advance because, remember, the advances have changed, but back when she probably got her advance, it was a nice advance. But again, any one of you could have written that. That's the whole thing. Anyone could have built up a platform to that level and could have produced the same type of material. But what it really is applying your knowledge to society's issues and having a platform that showcases that you are a top expert and you're able to make these kind of projections and present these assumptions and present these rules for making decisions. So I'm drinking my coffee, and I'm realizing now that the door is literally wide open to newcomers, to new authors, to those with a voice. You can build yourself to the level of those currently being published by major publishers. Now, there's a couple of steps. We're going to talk about the steps on how to qualify. Now, here's what gives me some nice insider information, all right, is that We do specialize in the ladder strategy, which is an extension of the platform strategy. It's the application of the platform strategy to your highest objective. And we have many clients in the ladder strategy. Well, guess what? Major publishers have now started contacting us for these clients. They want to publish them. They want them. They want them because they've built powerful platforms. They have showcased their knowledge in the national media. They're created as thought. They're now acknowledged as thought leaders in their field. How do they get there? Well, ladder strategy talks about how you get to be a thought leader in your field. And now the information that these experts can provide is top level. It's socially relevant, and it's addressing a need of the marketplace. That's a basic formula for success, supply and demand. If you have something the market wants, they're going to buy it. If you have fluff, you know, they're not going to buy it. It's just a simple rule of supply and demand, of people choosing what they feel is right for them, of making choices that they feel are an investment. So if your book isn't selling and it's got no other problems, or any of your business, your services aren't selling, you have no other marketing problems, okay, because we have to look at marketing too. You can have the perfect business model but no marketing, and, well, obviously, if no one knows about your business, you're not going to make any sales. So let's assume that, you know, people are investing now according to what benefits them. Did I buy those books? I don't know, Stacey. You don't know if I did or not, did you?
No, I don't know.
So did I? Knowing me.
My guess is no.
Absolutely not. I didn't. Right. And I'd gone with every intention. I didn't even look at the third. The first two, I had enough. All of a sudden I said, wait a minute. These books cost money. All of a sudden now, when I thought I was getting for my money, I said, wait, these books cost money, and I don't even want to buy the third one now. I don't want to make the investment in this kind of stuff. So I bought my mother crossword puzzles to keep her sharp, to keep her mind sharp. And then I was happy. Oh, I also bought another book, too. All right, fiction, Ayn Rand, okay, her new book. Well, a reprinting of Atlas Shrugged, which, of course, is always worth reading, or rereading. So that's what I got. But anyway, I didn't buy any one of the three books because all of a sudden I was very aware of the investment I was making and what I was getting. I wasn't getting a rich read that can really help me in my life that I'd be willing. If I didn't know how to make a good choice, I'd be willing to spend $20 and find out how. Okay? I would be willing to do that. The other book, if the information in there was worth it, I would have grabbed it in an instant. If it was well worth my $20, $25, grabbed it. But no, none of the information was truly worth me putting down my dollars. All right, so, Stacey, we're going to talk about this, is that, you know, one of the things is that publishers are always looking for new authors, hence the fact that they're calling our company now for our experts, because they're good, they're packaged, they're delivered, they already know what's going to be important 12 months down the line. They've done their homework. That is, they understand the marketplace as it is now, their role in it, and they're able to provide solutions to challenges, commentary on challenges, because they've been packaged and developed accordingly. Publishers are always on the hunt for their next new author, and then it's up to the author, of course, to use publishing to make themselves into a star. And attitude is always key. No one wants to work with a give-me-it-all personality. I think we've all had it with that. Publishers can and do walk away from deals. I feel people should be happy to get published because publishing is just, it's a door opener for so many other opportunities. And before you're able to get published now, you have to have something to publish. Now, here's where the strategy comes in. Stacey, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, here we go. Mm-hmm. All right. The first thing you start, everyone's pretty familiar with platform strategy.
Right.
And we can now talk about some of the ways that you can become the type of person that publishers will seek out and will publish. So the first thing starts with forward-moving topics.
Mm-hmm. And you can decide. I mean, there are a lot of ways that you can narrow down exactly what would be a forward-moving topic, but we've created that strategy, and a lot of people on the line understand that when you're in the platform strategy, one of the major key factors for you is to be very socially relevant. You have to be socially relevant. You have to know exactly what's going on within your industry, within your area of expertise, within the realm of the problems that you have the insight and knowledge and credentials to really create solutions for that are going to be able to help society in what they're dealing with right now. And because we're looking at publishing, right, when we're talking about being a prime candidate for a publisher to take on, to say, yes, I'm going to give you an advance, or yes, I want you as part of my catalog for spring 2010, whatever it may be, yes, we're talking about a year away from now. So you have to understand the news cycle, the cycle and the way that the issues come up, how they are developed, what forms the problems that you're going to need to write a book about to give the solutions for a year to 18 months down the road. You know, and that's what Annie was talking about. When she had this, she was racing to the bookstore. She was like, I'm going to buy these books. I know it. They were endorsed by Time and Newsweek. I mean, they have to be something that's good. And then she opens it up, and it's like old news. Okay, all right, well. Sure. This person is detailing what happened, right?
Yeah, that was good.
5 years ago or something like that.
That's
fantastic.
They were probably written the 18 months ago. And
exactly.
So changed.
And now more than ever, our society is changing very quickly. Rapid shifts in people's lifestyles and the problems they're facing every day. This is all calling for forward moving information and topics. So you really have to be in that mode of understanding the news in your topic areas and then being able to anticipate the next problem before it happens. And then be able to create that solution as well before the problem even presents itself. You almost have to be looking into the future, right, 18 months. But as you're doing it, and you can do it within the strategy of making yourself aware of what's happening, following the news daily and what's happening within your topic area, okay, your areas of expertise. You know, follow those newsmaker websites, the CNN.coms, the Fox News. Wherever the news is coming from within your topic area, you want to be scouring those sites or checking out the newspaper or watching the magazines and the television programs that are talking about the things that you can discuss as well. Okay, you want to be doing that on a daily basis, because what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to do this to become a prospective author for these publishers. You're going to need to apply your experience and credentials and your knowledge to all those issues, to those news stories. How are you going to help people find the solution so that they can actually implement them in their daily lives? What is it that you can provide that's going to be a benefit to these prospective buyers of these books?
And
that's what you have to decide.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you're doing this, as you're getting into the routine of being socially relevant, of course, one of the best ways to do that is to be blogging every single day on these news items, on the headlines.
Now, can I interrupt you and give everyone a news flash?
Oh, news flash.
News flash. This is good, though. This is about you. It's all about you here.
Oh.
Is that what Stacey is about to say is a huge strategy. Use it. Okay, because it has huge benefits. You're going to be able to go from here to there. Like everything you just said, well, you have to be able to change your audience, the lives of their audience, or address their concerns. Well, yeah, but if only, it's easier said than done. Well, we're giving you the strategy to get to it. That is to know the strategy now where you can bring yourself to a place where your knowledge is so finessed, that is so expanded that you're going to be able to address the needs of your reading public right now and, of course, down the line as well. So what Stacey is about to say is a huge strategy that absolutely works, and you're going to love the way it works, so that it's going to bring you to the point where you can flip through any book written by any one of your peers, and you're going to be able to say, I can do this. I can do this.
And with ease.
With ease is the thing.
Right.
Most of the books that we looked at could have been presented in 1 hour teleseminar. This whole thing I'm talking today could have been a book. That's one thing I'm realizing, is every one of our 1 hour teleseminars could be a book. I'm looking at what's being published, and all of this could be a book. So there you go. Stacey, back to you now.
Well, okay. Well, let me tell you, this strategy and the secret, it's a little four-letter word, right? Four-letter word. A good four-letter word, right? And it's blogging.
That's funny.
Well, blog.
Yeah,
blogging would be seven letters. That doesn't make sense. But it would be eight. I don't know. Whatever it would be. just blog, okay?
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Just blog.
And just blog, because that becomes your training ground to be socially relevant. It becomes your practice. It's the practice format for you to understand how to be concise, direct, and have focused commentary that's to the point, and that is anticipating the problems that these types of news stories and the headlines are bringing to the table, to society. You know, you're addressing these things in a way that mimics the media. And why is the media so important? We always go back to the media because publishers want to know that you're promotable, right? And that you're also willing to promote yourself. So if you bring all this media, you have your platform built up, the publishers are sitting there going, wow, I mean, this person is really current, cutting edge, on top of what's happening within their industry and in a variety of other areas. They're so vast in their knowledge that they can be valuable to me. The media likes them. And why is it? Because you know how to deliver the goods. You've been practicing with your blog. You know, each and every day you are talking about what's happening, what's current, and what's important to society. And that's where you get into the habit and the routine of understanding the underlying needs of your community. And when you're able to do that, you're going to be able to anticipate the needs a few months down the road because you're already building the better mousetrap for your marketplace. And so as you're doing that and as you're blogging and doing it, you're creating evidence. You'll be creating that paper trail of sorts that you've been on top of this stuff since the breaking of the story or since your revelation that this was something that needed to be discussed, all right, that it was going to have a benefit to your marketplace, to society and community as a whole. And so it's very important to stay on top of what's happening in your industry, okay? The more expansive you can be, you know, the better. But, of course, you want to do this in a responsible way. You don't want to be, like, scattered all over the place. But you will find that you can talk about so many different things that fall under the main umbrella of your area of expertise that you can write about a lot of stuff. And having all this knowledge and applying it on a daily basis, it just prepares you to understand what's going to be happening a year from now or 18 months from now. Okay, you're going to be able to predict things, which becomes very important. So as you're doing this on a daily basis, it's going to help you release your talents, your thoughts. All right, you're going to be applying your knowledge to issues that are impacting society today. All right, that fresh commentary, new perspective, commentary on the next steps. As things happen, you're giving the world what it needs to hear, the solutions, your opinions. And it doesn't take very long. You know, we always have people saying, I don't have time. You know, it just takes a few minutes every day, every morning. Or, you know, I mean, everyone's got opinions on what's happening in the news. I mean, that's what water cooler talk is all about. But if you're able to actually have a conversation of focus, commentary on your blog in that conversational tone about the nuts and bolts, and you're giving people the meat and potatoes of it all, whatever other cliches you want to use, but you're giving them substance is the point. All right, it's not fluff, as Annie was saying. If you're able to do that, and you also show, and this of course, if you go back to all of our MP3s, our teleseminars, you'll hear us say this all the time, is if you show this consistently over time, that, I mean, you don't look like a flash in the pan. You look like someone who is going to be there. You're reliable. You're responsible to your community because you're providing them the information that they need to move forward and solve problems that they're dealing with in their daily lives. You know, and there are so many different examples that we can use for this, but it's just a matter of applying yourself to what's happening in society today. And when you're doing it consistently over time, you are creating a habit, a routine that is going to benefit you, going to have a huge positive impact when you go to these publishers. I mean, you can sit there and say, hey, listen, go to my website, go to my media showcase site, check me out, look at my blog, look at all the issues I've discussed and covered. And as a matter of fact, why don't you look a month before this story broke and you'll see me talking about the exact problem that came up a month before it even did. You can't anticipate. So while you're doing all that, you're going to be able to get that skill set necessary. Number one, you're defining your voice, which is really important. And then you can show that trail of hard work, of evidence, right, to the publishers that you've been doing this. But you're going to be able to define that skill set necessary to understand what those topics are going to be, what's going to be interesting your target market 12 to 18 months down the road. And so that's how, all in all, that four-letter word, right, that's how a nice, easy strategy you're going to be able to learn how to develop forward-moving topics that the publishers are going to be really interested in hearing about. And that's one of the main factors in becoming ready, how to get ready for that big book deal, is to be able to put right on a silver platter, listen, these are going to be the problems that we're going to have to face, and I'm ready to write about it right now. And so when you're doing that, that is a great strategy. And again, we say the word evidence a lot. We say that, I mean, it really is a convincer to have that trail of work and of conversation and of substance and of right. and of solution.
And you know what else, Stacey? I really like everything you talked about because it's really true. You see how you're bringing out your talent and you're building a foundation for your opinions? And
right.
then once you release the information and your thoughts, you're free to then build upon those thoughts and build upon those thoughts, so on and so forth, until you've really built like this amazing solid, rock-solid foundation of knowledge to continue to build upon. And that's where the new thought comes in. That's where your breakthrough thought comes in, right? But you've got to start by just starting with your foundation, all right? And then building from there and building from there. You never have to revisit your foundation once you build it. Right, you just get to keep building upon it, and that's the fun part. Enter a big publisher at that point. And it starts with a simple thing, is starting to express your thoughts. I like another point of view, too, on the blog, is that it does allow you to also realize if you can enhance your knowledge. Let's pretend you also wanted to comment on another story, but it's obvious to you that if I only had this knowledge, I could apply it to the story. But it's knowledge within my fingertips. That is, I could actually, you know, get a master's degree in this area, given what I've accomplished already. You know, I could actually maybe do this if I did this. And see, you're going to also see where you might also want to chart a course, too, you know, in a sideline as a hobby. In terms of, you know, right now we've got this whole environment that's allowing people to go follow their dreams. And you may not think of it that way, right? You may think of, oh, no, this is a time of hardship. You're kidding? We have to buckle down. Well, that too. But it also opens the door to doing things that are unconventional that in the past people would have said, or your family or whoever helps you make so-called decisions, might have said, oh, no, you can't do that. You have to keep us, you know, in all these big screen TVs. Well, those days are over. We're not going to return to those days of lavish spending without concern for the future, because now we understand what that leads to. We're not going to make those mistakes again. Society will not make those mistakes in our lifetimes. Maybe later when everyone's forgotten, you know, history does repeat itself, but we're not going to go back. So right now is a great opportunity for people to also embellish their educations if they want to, or get new experiences that allow them to move in new directions. And I'm just mentioning that because as you're blogging, you may realize you want to become a little more, like part of your commentary also requires you to be an expert in something else. Well, why not become that expert? One thing we all know for sure, all right, we started our teleseminars in the year 2000, maybe even 1999. We were one of the first people on board with doing these. And it's now, what is the year? 2009. Well, guess what? 9 years passed. Were they working for us? Those of you who were on with our first few phone calls, did these 9 years work for you? They passed as we promised they would. In our early teleseminars, we would say that time is going to pass anyway. Make it work for you. The next year will pass. We'll be here next year. Sign up for your teleseminar today. We will be here, and we're going to be talking about it, and we're going to say, did the last year work for you? It's going to pass anyway. Why not make the time work for you? Are we 10 years stronger? Okay, than we were 10 years ago? Yes, the answer should be yes. If you're doing platform strategy, if you're blogging, if you're enhancing your knowledge, of course, you're going to be. If you're using community strategy, sure. We have 35,000 experts and really even more than that. And we started, I remember, our first teleseminars with like 30 or 40 people on the line. And it was just amazing. I remember when I first, Stacey, started putting in people in a database, remember, this early strategy.
Yeah.
When I got to 100, I was thrilled. I said, I can't believe I have 100 clients. Like, it was big wow. Mm-hmm. Remember how proud I was of myself?
Yeah.
And now there's 35,000 of them. Yeah, we're stronger in 10 years. The time's going to pass anyway. Take a look at time differently. It's going to pass. How can you best use it to support yourself? Because working in your passion and your creativity is really fun. That's utopia. It's not the big screen TV. Believe me. I don't own one because I know not to. I know it will not bring me happiness. But doing this, creating, brings me happiness. Helping now our authors and experts see the opportunity for them in terms of being having big publishers want them is terrific. That's why I'm happy, because I can do my work. We never stop moving. We never stop growing. I never stop rushing to the bookstore with anticipation as if it were the first time, because I love my business. I love what I'm doing. So with publishers now, they want you to meet them halfway. And then that's good. It's not going to be all about the big advances anymore. Why? They were not economically feasible. Remember, people got a little carried away, to put it mildly, right? Carried away, okay? They bought big homes they couldn't afford because they kind of thought maybe they could afford them. Maybe real estate will keep rising. Maybe I'll bid the lottery. Whatever. They got into this type of thinking that they could do all these. It's okay. It happened. But it's not going to happen again. We're not going to allow that to happen again as a society. Publishers also got caught up in these big advance things. And you know what? Everything just got too big without a solid foundation, without a solid economic viable foundation. And that's how you get in trouble. It collapses, right? It's like building a bridge on toothpicks. It will collapse, okay? So the publishers now want you to meet them halfway. That's okay, because guess what we've been doing for 10 years? We've been teaching platform strategy. Or even teaching how to use the media, how to meet people halfway. Our philosophy has never been take a handout and go for it all, unless you deserve it, unless you have solid foundation that you have, you can present evidence that you are an investment and you deserve every single penny they're going to pay you, by all means. Then you can ask for your dollars. You deserve them. But just to be given money, you know, without an economic foundation is not a good strategy at all for any type of business. And that's the inflated value, you know, problem that we faced as a society and as a community. So now publishers want you to meet them halfway, and they should. We're in agreement with that, because we believe in equalizing the risk. That is, nobody should be at risk. If you hire somebody, you get an outcome. There's no risk. All right, you're making an investment, a choice. You're making an investment, you're making a choice, you know the outcome. Well, there's no risk there. Risk is when you say you throw your money down on a hope and a dream. A prayer, like maybe I'm hoping this is going to happen. Well, maybe the market will go up today. Those maybes, the second you say, well, I hope or maybe, those are big red flags for you. You want to be a sure bet, and you get to be a sure bet by following the platform strategy. So you're now in a position to meet publishers halfway. Now, this is why this is important for you to be published by a major publisher, and this is something to strive for. I am all for self-publishing, and it's part of the platform strategy. Definitely do it. It will help you, all right? But it'll help you get ready for a major publisher. But at some point, you want publishers to just say yes to you because of the power of your reputation, of your platform, of everything that you've accomplished so far. And to do that, you'll need to build up your platform, which includes getting a self-published book if you choose to go that way, which I agree. I think you should. However, at some point, you are ready for a big name brand publisher. These people can skyrocket your career. And it's not because they're going to give you a huge advance. It's about the certainty factor. Now, the readers of these books, they're going to, and let's say they're deciding to hire you. Your book is written and your market's reading it. Right? And now they need to hire somebody to come in and either speak to their group, consult with their group, or they want to hire to provide the service. They're going to think of you, because the idea is if you're published by a major publisher, you got to be great. Right? These top publishers are known for only choosing the biggest and the best authors and experts. They're known for discovering new big talent. These people skyrocket their careers. Being published by a major publisher is a huge advantage for you. Everybody can do it. there's always a publisher. Just as we say there's always a media for every style author, there's always a publisher for every style author. You just have to be really strong and powerful in your genre, in your area of expertise. Blogging also helps you realize how to write. You don't want to, you know, as Mark Twain said, I mean, it's about the words not written account. It's kind of true. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but that's kind of it. You got to know which words to take out. So this is why you want to write in concise commentary that intrigues the reader, and blogging strategy allows you to do that as well. So you're not going to be going off on tangents, and, you know, you've got to learn the art of writing. That's the whole thing. So that's going to be something that you may want to dabble in. What does make a good sentence? You know, how do I learn a skill of writing in a way that people want to read what I write? If you don't choose to learn that strategy, and again, it's learned, all this information is known, you can then, of course, hire your copywriter to create your commentary for you, or your book for you in a way that's highly readable. All right, because that's important too. Your skill as a writer becomes important. It's something that you may want to start to look at in terms of what is the construction of a good sentence? You know, what is it that grabs the reader? Investigate that. But publishers, they're getting that there is a value and a benefit to being published by them. Publishers win, you win. It's not about the advance anymore or about how much money you can get up front. Remember, that's going to be the old model. It's the old model. Why? It was not economically viable to pay all that money and then to shortchange some of the other books. I mean, there was an opportunity cost, okay? You pay a big author a big sum of the money, but what about everyone else? You know, it's okay that you didn't pay them big advances, but what about having money to actually support and position those books in the industry? There's only so much to go around, right? So we want to make sure that strong books that deserve to be published that are based in strong, powerful thought do get published, right? And now that's the idea. So making a book a part of your business model and a resource you can turn into dollars is the key. So the book is part of your overall strategy and accomplishments. And it's not the end of your journey, it's part of your journey. It's part of your business strategy. Now, the times have changed. Of course, we know that everything has shifted, and we have to all shift or be left behind. That's okay. It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to suddenly, like, be in a whole new place where you can go back to school, where you can go on an adventure, where you can do things. We're pretty trapped in a predictable environment before, and many people got on the treadmill of being in a job they didn't like, doing what they weren't passionate about, paying too much for the house. Well, you know what? You have permission to change right now. Guess what? The whole economy has permission to change. Change. Go for it. You know, enjoy yourself. Embrace your passion now. We're not going to go back to the days of overindulgence or these huge advances. It's just not going to happen. They don't make sense. These were a short-term investment, and they did not have the long-term benefits. And the businesses won't be able to make the same mistakes in the near future. Okay, so the hurry up and let's make a profit model is over, and the more, let's take a look at our investment. This opens the door for platform strategy clients who have been making an investment in themselves since they started following the formula of becoming the sure thing, becoming the sure bet. Does anyone doubt that I can produce the number one radio campaign in the entire industry? I don't think anyone doubts that, Stacey, because why? We are the sure bet. We can do it. We've done it. I have yet to count how many times we've done it, but it's like thousands of times, and I can do it, and no one doubts that. I don't doubt it. I know I can deliver it. We're the sure thing. We're the certainty. Right? When you get to the point that you're the certainty, you become an investment, not an expense, and then everybody wants your services because that's what they want to invest in. And then you have to know the outcomes, too. And this is very critical. What are the outcomes of a radio campaign? We're about to talk about that momentarily. And then when you want the outcomes, that choosing, in this case of our example, a radio campaign, you buy a radio campaign from Annie Jennings PR because you're going to get the outcome. And you're going to know what to do with the outcome when you get it. You see, we've created the whole model of building products that make sense to the marketplace. We knew long ago you would need a strong platform to compete. visionary thinking. It's just the way we are. We're working in our passion. Obviously, we're going to see that. We're working in our mission statement for the betterment of all. Obviously, I'm going to see what it's going to take for me to get my mission statement met for the betterment of all. You guys are going to have strong platforms, or you're not going to be able to go out there and become these amazing, influential, you know, movers and shakers that is my vision for you, right? We saw long ago you would need to have the benefits of radio, the outcomes that radio can give, the outcomes that media can give you. We noticed all this earlier, that this is all going to fit into a model that will be in demand in the future. So we crafted this, and our authors and experts have been getting ready over time, over 10 years. You are now ready to go out and get your big book deals, or continue to work the platform strategy, and you're going to be ready soon. You will be ready soon. Books bring big dollars, but not in advances, in opportunity, clients, speaking events. Remember, everyone wants to invest in the sure thing. Who would you rather have come speak to you? Somebody published by a big publisher who's got a huge platform, who you know with certainty is going to do an amazing job for you. Or somebody new trying to break in. I'm all for new trying to break in, but you got to do it in a way that supports your strategy. The platform strategy is a break-in strategy, too. It's also a strategy for an advanced expert. That's the whole thing. There's something for everyone in that. Next level is the ladder strategy, and that's the application of platform strategy to optimizing your future, to optimizing the greatness within you. It's a good strategy, and the publishers are coming for them. Right? So now we're going to talk a little bit about some of the ways that you can use the media for unique positioning. And Stacy talked about blogging. We talked about radio. Now, how do you use radio, Stacy? Why radio in terms of positioning yourself at this top level of knowledge that publishers are going to come to you? Now, one thing before she begins that is publishers have seen our experts everywhere. And they're coming for them. They're the thought leaders now because they're out there talking and they're making sense. They're making sense because they're in our strategy of blogging. They know the news. They know their commentary on the news. They're enhancing themselves. Publishers are attracted to those that do that because they're thought leaders and they want to publish the thought leaders. See how it's all a circle? It all goes together. And all you have to do to be in that circle is start. Stacey, so why radio? Why is radio a really strong investment in the entire platform strategy and the entire building of yourself as an expert?
Well, it's really important. We always tell our clients that radio should be the nucleus of your PR platform and ladder strategy, because it's almost, I did talk a lot about blogging and how important that is. Radio is somewhat of an extension. It gives you a lot of the same things, except you're out there on the airwaves. You're interacting with someone live or a taped interview to be aired later, but you're having a conversation back and forth with someone. It really allows you to build the skill set. It's another sort of training ground for you to develop your voice that you're going to be using throughout your platform strategy to help you get ready for the major publishers to come knocking on your door. You need to have that voice. So radio is that next step, because you are always going to be discussing socially relevant issues. Radio is a 24/7 enterprise, you know, just like a lot of the media is nowadays. So they need to be on the cutting edge of what's happening, what's making waves in society and in your industry, in your area of expertise. So if you're able to comment on that, that's great. So blogging gets you prepared for the content, for the delivery, for that conversational, short, concise, yet jam-packed with beneficial information. The key is to learn how to become content-rich and benefit-oriented to the people that you are talking to. With radio, obviously, you have a lot of listeners out there, right? So it's a nice place for you to start. It's actually a little bit, I mean, you want to start with what we like to call those low-risk stations. If you have not started doing radio, if you are a beginner, an entry-level level type expert, there's lots of media out there for you. You can approach the stations that don't have high level requirements of media bio and media resume for you to get on. This is where you start building. All right, you're starting to build here. You have longer segments, right? You have an ability to be a little bit more promotional, not a lot promotional, right? You always have to be very responsible and respectful to the media outlet that you're appearing on. But you can be able to mention your website once or twice, or if you already are published, your book title or your business name or your area of expertise, or maybe offer free value-added complimentary type services or products. It's a good way to do that. And you're able to really drive the interviewer a little bit more. So it's really it's a very good venue for you to start out and truly build your voice. And listen, you can do it from home, right, which is very nice. You don't have to have your suit press and hair and makeup all done perfect, your nails, all those things. That's out the window. You can be in a bathrobe and coffee in the kitchen, in the office, and we're in your living room, feet up on the table, wherever you are most comfortable. And that's why radio is very good for you when you are beginning and getting out there. And also, as you build within the platform and ladder strategies, it's very good to continue to expand your knowledge base and talk about many different issues that, again, fall under that umbrella of your area of expertise. So, the other thing that's really good about radio is that there are many different formats, and you can have there are shows that are geared exactly towards your topic. There are news shows. I mean, but again, you're always talking about topics that are socially relevant. So we love radio because, you don't have to jump on a plane and go somewhere. You know, you're on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really good way to, again, continue to build the skill set and really develop your voice and message.
And you know what I like about radio, too, is they're not going to book you unless you have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
So if no one's booking you, you have nothing to say. Either that or your marketing isn't right. See, it always goes back to your marketing, too. Either you have the talent and your marketing's not right, or you don't have your talent and no marketing will help you to begin with. All right, so it's one or the other. So if the market rejects your message, if your targets reject your message, then you have to examine what went wrong. And usually what's wrong is I am not on target. They don't want to talk about what I want to talk about. They don't care about what I want to talk about. Radio will tell you what they want to talk about. They'll tell you what their audience cares about. These people are brilliant. These hosts and producers, they know every single detail of their audience demographic, and they know what's going to fly and what's not going to fly. They know what's going to work because they've produced so many shows. They had someone on just last week talking about what you want to talk about today. They don't want it. They don't want it. It's a rehashing. Their listeners have heard it. They want today's news and tomorrow's news in advance, actually. And that's what you have to be. But that's why we like our strategies, because they help you become that. It's not impossible to comment on the day's events. You just have to know what happened yesterday. And don't go back over old information. Talk about today. Stay current. Does that remind you of blogging strategy? Of course it does. Because then you know what was yesterday's news in your topic. Now you want to know what's today's news, and you want to have an opinion. When you do radio, you've got to get to your opinion pretty fast. Again, hence training using the blogging strategy. That's called getting to your opinion fast. Now you're able to get to your opinion fast. So when a journalist calls you from a major newspaper and says, what do you think about XYZ that just happened 10 minutes ago, because they are under deadline to get the story out, right? You can say, here's what I think. And it's based on your history of knowledge. And that's what radio does to you. It helps you get that knowledge, and it helps you become an expert commentator very, very quickly. Because if you're not good on radio, they're going to quickly find a reason to get you off the show. Why? They can't afford, remember, they cannot afford to lose listeners. And they know the ones that are losing listeners. It's your responsibility to become a media personality. Can anyone become a media personality? Of course, it's training. You can learn the skill set of being an interviewer, of being an interviewee. It's a skill set. Starts with knowing your topic inside and out. And then comes the confidence to be able to bring personality, voice. Right? You have to understand how people listen, how they feel when they're listening to you, and then start to just use that. Start to use that information so that your presentation is really amazing. Because what if I absolutely talk like this all the time? take a little nap.
I'm bored.
Now.
I just fell asleep. Yeah.
I'll take a little nap. I'll be back, people. I mean, come on. You wouldn't listen to me at all. But see, the radio personality, anyone can develop it. Anyone. You can have everything you want. You really can. It's simply in the choices you make, and it's in the resources. Remember, ignorance is bliss. I heard that recently. Ignorance is bliss because you don't know what you don't know. But once you learn more about all these things you can know and everything within your fingertips, wow, you can become this amazing guest host that they love. Quick, have her back. Book her. Give her a regular spot. Yeah, that's happened to our clients. They get regular spots because they're good, and they deserve to be good, and we help them be good. We do the background media training, but yet they also have to have the attitude like, I can do this too. I can be terrific. I might be a deadpan personality, not me personally, but let's pretend a client feels that way, right? I can't do it. I have no personality. Of course you have personality. All right? Of course you can do these things. You can develop it. It's a skill set that you can develop. You may be naturally monotone and serious-minded, but that's okay. You can develop a skill set that will still have people listening. Your information can be critical, and you can just learn a better way of delivery. That's all you can do. But if people are listening to critical information, you will listen to it, regardless of how it's given to you, even if it's given to you in a monotone. If this is information a must-have for you, then you're going to listen. So that's the trick. Must have information paired with a good radio personality, right? Realizing that people are only listening to you. They have to get a vision for what you're saying. It's all skill set that you can be taught. So, you know, why waste? When it's something you can learn from today to tomorrow, you can develop this personality, radio personality, and then you can practice it. Practice it on lower risk shows. And then when you get really good, go to your top-level shows, and now you've got something. Now you have top-level recognizable shows where you were the expert commentator that you're now adding to your bio. Well, guess what? Media begets media. The stronger the media, the more the bigger media wants you. The more you qualify, the more you're building a presence in the industry that is strong and powerful, that's based on fact, okay? Not fiction, fact. Actual accomplishments. You wouldn't be booked on the big radio if you didn't deserve it, because they're not going to have you on unless your topic is one they know to be cutting edge. Well, when you're pitching these top shows, if your topic's not cutting edge, they're not going to even respond to you, right? They're not going to bother. But if you're right on the topics, they're going to book you right away. Seriously, they will book you right away because they have no choice. They have to book you. They're looking for an investment too. Everybody's looking for an investment. No one wants to throw away their opportunity, whether it be money or their job. Every producer, it's their opportunity that day to keep or lose their job. If they book boring people that haven't bothered to learn a skill set of how to address people on radio, they'll lose their job. And if not that very day, but soon after, right, Stacey? These people have a job to do, and they have to serve the community. Their community is their listeners. Their community is the people who put the money into the station and advertising. So everything is a circle, and everything has to be based on investments and deliverables and certainty. You get to create certainty. That's the one. You have power over that. You have power over your choices. You have power over creating certainty for yourself. What I love most about our economy is our change is going to enhance the topic or the discussion about personal responsibility for your own life. And I love it. Because once you take personal responsibility for your choices, the sky is the limit. No more victim, no more he or she did it to me. It's more like I did it to myself. And you know what? If I'm responsible now for my own choices, they're going to be good ones. And I'm going to make something really count here. There's never been a better time for an individual's voice to be heard. This is your time. You've never had it in history. And we're here to help you embrace your time. And in closing, just, you know, in turn, building your platform with print, magazine, of course, TV. TV is strong. The big networks will give you the unique positioning of being the absolute creme de la creme of your industry. So, Stacey, I'll bring you back in now. I want to thank you for being a wonderful co-host.
Well, it's my pleasure, as always. Thank you for being a wonderful co-host as well.
Well, all right, everybody. This is obviously we do the recordings. This should be up at AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro. That HTML, and I said should because we're using a new recording, but hopefully everything's good. you know, and you guys get a chance to hear it again and share it with others you know, too. All right, so thanks, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.